a Mr. Teeth production.
Welcome to the RT Podcast, the only podcast that is also considered an anime in Japan. I'm your host, Griff, and joining me, as always, are...
I'm Eddie Rivas.
And...
I'm Armando. I'm Carrie Shawcross.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. I was going to do the Armando bit, and then I chickened out because I was first.
I was also going to do the Armando bit. I was going to say, and Mondo and Andrew are looking a little off today, but yeah, we're going to do the podcast anyway.
See, if you'd done Armando, I could have done Andrew, but then since you didn't do Armando, I thought it'd be funnier...
If
I was Armando.
Yeah. So I feel like I needed one person before me.
Set
it up, you are dressed more like Armando and you are dressed more like Andrew and you're also in the Andrew chair. Okay. So there's that.
And Armando is how tall? He's like
74.
He's got a full foot on me.
He's between he's like a foot and some inches taller than me. I don't know.
He's a lot.
But before we get into how tall Armando is or isn't, I would like to say, if you want to support this podcast, you can go to the rtpodcast.com/first and sign up for a first membership. It's like $6 a month, which is less than a medium coffee without any substitutions at Starbucks. So if you want to do that once a month, as opposed to getting that drink once ever or less, you should do that. It's a little bit, and it lets us make bonus content like this ramen video I'm about to tell them about, or the Blizzdom Tooth video that we made, or a bunch of other stuff that we have made but not yet edited because we don't have time because we keep doing this podcast every week. Anyway, the ramen thing.
Yes.
You
asked me about that.
You started to talk about it, and then it became...
You said a lot of adjectives and nouns that don't belong with ramen.
Yeah. So like we used to have a partnership with G Fuel, and that introduced me, reintroduced me.
We
to
don't
the
anymore, right?
We don't anymore.
I heard that has lead in it. Is that true?
Everything has lead in it. We live in America.
It's true. Anyways,
the boomers.
Everything has lead in it. We live in America. The FDA has a legal amount of lead we're allowed to eat every year. It's fine.
What? Actually, I was going to go a tangent. You go ahead.
So anyway, what I was saying was, on the 4th of July one time, they did like a Sonic chili dog thing.
Very patriotic.
But then like the next day they were like, it's not a bit, it's real, you can buy it. So I bought it. Okay. And then like for the next few April Fool's days, they released fucked up flavors.
Okay.
And one of them was a Naruto miso ramen flavor. So I bought it and it's been sitting like in my pantry for a couple
of
years.
So this is G Fuel.
Yeah.
This is the powdered
energy drink.
Powdered energy drink.
Yeah.
That lets you be ninja.
Yeah.
And it tastes like
miso ramen, this miso one ramen. Specifically.
Okay, yeah. I had this backwards in my brain that it was ramen flavored like G Fuel.
Yeah.
But it's the other way.
I thought it was
G Fuel that tastes like ramen.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking it was broth made from G Fuel.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I mean, it was.
I guess that's what
I made.
Okay.
So what I did was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I took that, but no, I had another secret ingredient, which was I think Faciam or somebody, they had some fucked up candy in the kitchen one time, and one of them was like fried chicken flavor. So I bought a tin of my own.
Wait, fried chicken flavored what?
Candy.
Like a hard candy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Jolly Rancher, but meat flavor.
God, that's terrible.
So I bought a tin of that and I put it in some water and I reduced it into a broth in the kitchen, here. And I added some G Fuel to it that was also miso flavored. Made it red for some reason. Don't know why. I guess miso paste is red sometimes. Anyway. So I mixed that all together and I got some really, really expensive noodles.
Good.
Yeah. Just
always start with the best.
Well, soak it up.
I got some really expensive noodles. I got some Wagyu beef.
Okay.
And I got some really, really expensive pork belly and I expensed it all to the company.
Okay.
I boiled half of the pork belly in the ramen broth.
Okay.
And for garnish.
Well, yeah. You want to get the flavors.
Turn the meat orange. And then I served it to whoever wanted any. And that was not many people, but Eric and Cameron ate some.
That tracks. Did they know?
Are they still with us?
I told them.
I haven't seen Eric in a long time, actually.
They're probably around. It was not good, but it was fun.
I heard once that this is probably not true. Every hot dog you eat takes like 5 minutes off your life.
God, I hope so.
Have you heard that before?
I really hope that's true.
Well, how many minutes does this ramen take off your life?
Well,
or should we measure in days?
Probably days, because I forgot that the water I made everything in was also caffeinated.
Oh.
Because the bevy makes caffeinated water.
It does.
Okay.
So I made hot caffeinated water. I didn't know it from did the bed.
And so G Fuel.
Yeah. It's a powder.
It's a powdered caffeine.
Yeah.
And that shit's strong.
Yeah, it's like 200 milligrams.
200 milligrams. Yeah. Per caffeine. Yeah. Per serving. And,
and then I did an extra like 90 from the thing. And one cup of coffee is like 45.
Does that like counteract the sleepiness you normally get from ramen? Did they like cancel each other out?
Maybe if you were physically able to eat enough, but one sip kind of didn't everyone that had it.
Did it? What did it end up tasting like?
Have you ever thrown up before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know after you throw up,
yeah,
that taste is like right here.
Like kind of like acidic-y. Yeah.
That's what it
tastes
like.
So bile.
Yeah. Bile. Yeah, it tastes like bile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. And that video's not out yet.
No.
Okay, well, that people need to see that.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably have to be a first member.
Well, we'll just go be a first member. That's
for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, until, just hold off on some super credits.
Yeah.
In Helldivers.
Earn real money in Helldivers somehow. Yeah, yeah. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it was. It was really nasty.
That reminds me.
I regret it, but I'm doing something. I'm doing another thing tomorrow, similar.
Can you say what it is?
Mega coffee.
Is that where you make coffee with coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm gonna actually drink that one. And then I hope it kills me.
How much of the ramen did you eat? Like just a bite? Did you have a serving?
One bite, and then I threw up into the trash can in the kitchen.
Oh, man.
It was not good at all.
Was it down or up?
Up.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I got you.
Honestly, indistinguishable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember a Slack that we got.
Oh, from, BK.
I'm going to see if I can find this
real quick. It's the stage four Slack.
Stage four Slack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have put the picture.
That specific. Okay, here I got it.
Yeah, it was last Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, sure was. Griff made a rancid in the break room for content. So just a heads up, why it smells foul out there. Might need some incest or an exorcism to clean out the fumes.
Yep.
Now I know.
Yeah. That's what it was.
I was wondering. Okay. I was like, did they just like shit on a table? Like what? Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
No, I was making ramen. I was following my dreams. I won't go in
the
ramen.
Was the rancid about making the ramen, or was it about throwing up in the trash can that's sitting in the room?
It was about
now.
Making the ramen. The smell was so bad that before, I don't know if it was before or after she. I didn't know she sent that till after the video was filmed. But she did take two bites out of her raw onion to get the smell and to get the smell of the broth out of her nose.
Oh wow! That
two bites of her raw onion.
So, and okay, two bites of a raw onion is
better than how it smelled.
How old was this powder?
Maybe like a year or two.
Is it possible it tasted bad because it was expired?
I don't think that's why.
Maybe it was the lead in the G Fuel.
You know.
No, that was the
devil's
good part.
Advocate. Yeah. Maybe it tastes great.
Yeah.
Let me see.
That's foul. That's just
it's messed up because the Naruto flavor of G Fuel is one of the better flavors. It's like it's like white peach.
Okay.
It's like delicious.
But not this one.
Not this one.
No. That reminds me of a time when I was working a lot.
Oh, it's not that little 2022.
Oh. That's not that bad. No. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's powder. It was powder doesn't get wrong.
It was so gross though.
I was really tired. And I had the really smart idea. Do you guys remember 5-Hour Energy Shots?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Had some of those.
They don't stack.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't stack.
They didn't go anywhere.
No, they didn't go. I stopped them because one time I had a 5-Hour Energy Shot after not sleeping and I was feeling a little sick, you know, but, you know, had to keep working. So I put an emergency powder in the 5-Hour Energy
Shot. That's not enough liquid to dissolve it.
It wasn't. And it was just bad and my heart hurt. A lot afterward. That's all I remember.
I think that was just a 5-hour energy. I don't think it was because of the emergency.
It normally was fine. Like I've had it before and they were fine. But
no, that's
that
probably
one,
why your heart hurt because you had it before.
Yeah, I did. I did try to stack them sometimes.
I think if a hot dog takes off 5 minutes, a 5-hour energy is an equivalent exchange.
Yeah, it's at least five hours.
That
off.
Sounds like the lethal. Panera lemonade level of like heart hurting.
Which does anyone about that. Else want to try it now?
Here's the thing. I've had it. I have it all the time. Yeah. It's delicious. I don't know why people keep dying. Honestly, it's got to be a skill issue. It's not that much caffeine. It's about as much caffeine as a can of G Fuel. Like, is it like 200 milligrams?
So you're inoculated.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I think part of the problem is that like they're just getting, they're drinking a lot of it because they're like, oh, I'll have 3 cups of lemonade.
I mean, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I want to try it.
It's, I think it's like the mango one.
Okay.
It's the best one.
See, my problem is like I take ADHD meds in the morning.
You what?
So I take ADHD meds in the morning. So if I have caffeine before
what's your dose?
Noon, it's like 36 milligrams of Concerta. Yeah. That she showed me an M&M. But if I have caffeine before like noon,
yeah,
I'm just like,
oh, see, I do the opposite. I take the caffeine to activate my ADHD medicine.
I did that when I was younger, and it's at some point
it flipped.
Not okay.
And
anymore.
I will have like a panic attack if I have too much caffeine too early. But later in the day, I'm fine. I'm drinking Red Bull right now.
Oh no, I like the so the way that my medication is set up is I'm on a cocktail that is ill-advised. Like I have to go in and get like my blood work done.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just to make sure it's not killing me. It's because
they slowly pour the G Fuel into your bloodstream.
Well, I can't take SSRIs because they do the opposite of what they're supposed to do. Like if I take an SSRI, then it's like, ooh, I'm going to kill myself. So I can't take those for my depression.
Sure.
So they have to put me on the other ones, but they're kind of like uppers.
Okay.
So like I'm on Wellbutrin, but I'm also on like my ADHD medicine.
So
they both make me go, ooh, but not really. Only if I drink coffee or have caffeine.
You got to get a little bit.
Yeah, if I take them regular with no coffee, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. But if I have like a little coffee in the morning, it's like it just gets activated in my body.
Really?
I've had neither today.
The pan
I just
needs to be a little bit simmering before you add the.
Yeah, you want to heat the pan before you add the bacon.
Mine's messed up because if I don't take mine for a day, I'll just sleep the whole day.
Really?
Yeah, like that's I can't crazy. Stop. Take
see my
I, mean, I can't like I had to a couple weeks ago because they or a couple months ago because they had a shortage and I was like cool I guess I'm just not gonna have medicine for
the,
a while.
The shortage has fucked me in a different way though because they don't never not have it but they keep giving me the wrong one.
Cool.
Like I literally have a note that's like it has to be this one from this pharmacy, please don't give me the other one because if I take extended release it makes me so tired.
That's what
and
I'm on
so sleepy
that's what I'm on
and exhausted even if I have the coffee it doesn't matter. So I have to do like the immediate only. Yeah.
Medicine's weird. Like
medicine's weird.
6 years ago, I would straight up, I would get to work, no breakfast, drink a Red Bull and take my ADHD meds and I'd be fine.
Living the life.
If I do that now, I'm passed out on a couch, like my arms going numb. Not really. But like,
you're
I just like, I feel
diabetic
terrible.
Coma from not taking your medicine. Right?
I feel terrible. Yeah. So I don't know, but it helps.
Yeah. It helps when
go see your doctor.
But it helps when I remember to take it, which is also the other thing.
Yeah.
So that's always the funniest thing to me about like having like an ADHD diagnosis is they're like, don't get addicted. Don't get addicted. And I'm
like, but
oh, I haven't taken my medicine in 2 weeks. Like it's not, it's like the exact opposite. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, but I think I get saved by the fact that if I don't take it, I will just sleep the whole day.
I've been wondering about like, cause I'll see, you know, on like Twitter or Instagram, it'll be all these posts that are like the ADHD urge to do this. And for the longest time, I kept having this reaction of like, well, that's just the way everyone's brain works.
Yeah.
But I've done that over and over and over again to all these posts. And my girlfriend was like,
you might just have ADHD.
Maybe you should go.
Yeah. You're like, babe, isn't this so relatable? And she's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking
you're like,
about.
Like, this is a universal experience, right? No.
Your experiences are not universal. That's like when I was hanging out with Andrew and Armando last week. And Andrew was like, I felt like really bad anxiety, but I felt depressed for like the first time ever. And he was like describing it. And me and Mondo were just sitting there like, oh, so you don't feel like that all the time.
Yeah, that's new for you.
You don't live like this. So like you just get sad normal and it's not just like a baseline level that you're always at all the time, no matter what. That's crazy. And then me and him just kind of had to look at each other and be like, we might be bad.
Yeah.
We might have another thing to figure out, but here's
the thing. You're not sad and then the problem gets solved and like you just still feel sad.
And you just still feel god awful.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Weird.
He's the weird one, not us.
Yeah.
Not us. He's the one who.
He is
adjusted.
Weird.
He's
Let's talk
weird.
About how weird
Let's talk about how weird.
Especially
Andrew
when he's
is.
Not here.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well, they told me to.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. They said shit on us.
He's really weird.
And I just don't like his name.
Andrew.
I'll say it.
Andrew or Rosas?
He's just one's racist, so I'm gonna say Andrew. I feel like we should start calling him Andy.
Andy? Ugh. Yeah, let's call him Andy.
Yeah,
I hate love that.
He's my hope is that he doesn't.
I hope he
Oh.
We'll see. Yeah, he said also trash talk us as much as you want. So So, you know.
Why the fuck aren't they here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mondo's not here because he loves his girlfriend or whatever and is like visiting her in LA stand up with Iffy in LA. And Andrew's just not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and now we're here to talk about Camp Camp.
Yeah, which is crazy because he wrote on it and I wasn't invited to do that. So why the fuck isn't he hosting? Let's find out.
Yeah, where is he?
Yeah.
Camp Camp. What's that?
We're doing more episodes of Camp Camp.
What is it?
It's a show with kids and they're at camp.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Where'd you find these kids?
The internet. Yeah.
Okay.
You just go to kids.com. I don't know.
Is that a website?
No. Wayfair.
Is that a website?
Wayfair?
I'll bet you could get kids and Hobby Lobby.
Kids.com.
Ooh, it is not loading.
Yeah, I would not.
It is not. Oh, my phone.
You're on our Wi-Fi. Someone got an alert.
It just went to search.com.
That seems.
I don't search. That's what kids.com just.
Put the name of a kid.
Camp.
It's about a bunch of rapscallions at a summer camp.
Okay.
And we've done a lot of episodes in the past, and it took a break for a while, and we're finally able to bring it back for some new episodes.
Cool.
We're very excited about it.
So if someone not me had never seen Camp Camp, not me, how would you describe that show that they've not seen, not me, to them?
What do you think?
I'd say it is, I would have described it differently before this season, but now it's a few things are going to be a little bit different.
How would you describe it differently before this season? And then how would you describe it after this season?
I would have said an endless summer camp, except that, right, we're next summer.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah. This, they have now gone home and come back.
Oh, so, they went home?
They went home.
You guys
and then
like
they
broke
came
a
back.
Rule.
Yeah, we did.
We wanted to keep.
You broke your own rule.
We wanted to challenge ourselves by having the show be basically the same, but also different.
Did you show their home lives?
No. The show's not called Home Home.
It's, how
it's,
called.
Camp
it's
camp.
Called Camp Camp.
Okay.
But they have gone home and they have changed.
They've gone home.
Okay. One kid came back and he's just really like wearing a fedora and not
so
talking
about it. There's actually something similar to that. The premise of the show is basically that everybody has signed up for a different camp. Like some people are here for space camp. Yeah. Some people are adventure camp.
Yeah.
Magic camp.
But it's
and the whole camp's
one
a scam.
Camp.
But it's a scam.
Because they're all one camp.
Because it's all just one camp.
That's
so
funny.
One guy, Cameron Campbell, was just like, okay, I'm just going to make advertisements for everything. Send all the kids here.
Okay.
And the counselors will deal with it.
Okay.
So yeah, each kid is there for an entirely different camp and it kind of defines their personality. And
hijinks.
Again, kind of a skill issue if
adult
you think about
jokes.
He set up all these camps and each one only got one kid.
Yeah. I mean exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the problem with inflation.
He should have taken like an advertising
He's
course.
Not exactly I would
a
say
brilliant
either
brilliant businessman.
Or just a good person.
Yeah.
Also, that too.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun. It's weird to say this, I mean, we're almost actually done with
the batch of episodes.
The batch of episodes that we're doing.
Nice.
And we're also doing a stream this Thursday.
Oh.
Which will be last Thursday when this episode comes out.
So
go watch it.
Go watch it.
It's probably on the site.
Actually, I'm gonna pull up a thing. If you can you talk about it for a second? I'm gonna pull up what you can also do to support the show and Camp Camp.
The stream this week, I forget how much has already been said about it, but we're gonna be doing a
You've already done.
Yes,
We've already done
a kind of tabletop RPG set in the world of Camp Camp with some of the cast members and stuff. And around Leap Day.
Yeah.
Since the stream's on Leap Day.
And like with everything we do, you know, first support really helps us. So, hope people will think about saying for first to support the show. And we're also doing something that I think is really cool is...
The first episode of the season will already be out too by the time.
Yes, there's something I want to talk about with that
and
a character. I'm not reading a script. I just want to get the details right. But we're doing basically if you want to support the show and you want to go a little bit above and beyond a first membership, these are still available even though we're doing it on the stream. Is you can get your name in the special thanks in the credits. Either as a junior counselor or co-counselor,
that's funny.
Which is basically an associate producer credit. So kind of think like how Kickstarters will do stuff like that. So,
So if you want to flesh out your IMDb.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to see your name in lights and you want to spend a little extra money to help support the show, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And you can still do that. Even though the stream happened and that's where we're kind of promoting that, it's still gonna be available. So
I will say about the stream, I'm excited to watch it because one of my friends has been cast. I think you guys recast someone. And BK is doing the role. And I was hanging out with her at her house, and we were watching a movie. She's like, okay, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, whatever. So like, I pause with her, I'm on my phone scrolling, and I hear her practicing the voice because she's talking. Funny. She's been That's talking great. About like how yeah. she was like, oh, I don't know, I've never done the voice live, I don't know how to keep it up, blah blah blah. So I'm like, oh, in her spare time, she's just like,
oh, that's cool,
talking to herself that's in the voice, yeah. And I haven't told her that I heard her yeah. doing it yet. So if she sees this, I heard you. If she doesn't see it, you guys tell her.
Okay. That's really funny. I mean, that's nice though.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be a lot of fun to do like an in character stream like that.
Yeah,
I'm in it even though I don't have a character. I have a character now.
You have a title.
Yeah.
Right.
Showrunner.
Currently I'm the showrunner.
It's the flex.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, yeah. He's right. You're writing supervisor. What's your title? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I never know people's titles. I'm really.
No one knows anyone's titles, and that's okay because we don't believe in hierarchies here. Just, exactly. Collaboration.
Yeah, we're all just like in Helldivers.
Speaking of collaboration, Helldivers 2. Are you guys playing?
I am addicted to this game.
I got it on PC. I downloaded it. I tried to boot it up. I don't know if you know this, but we have this crazy fucking antivirus software on the computers here that just will not let you play games that have like anti-cheats on them. So like Valorant, Helldivers, anything fun, can't do it. So I bought it for PS5 also.
Nice.
And I've been playing it on the PS5. And oh man, it is the timing of that. 2 days before I bought it, my girlfriend was like, oh, have you ever seen this movie Super Troopers? And I was like, no.
Starship Troopers.
Thank you. Starship Troopers. I was like, no. I was like, I feel like I remember it used to be on like Comedy Central all the time, and it looked dumb, and I didn't want to watch it. Found out I was thinking of Spaceballs.
Okay.
The whole time. Okay. So I didn't watch this movie because I thought it was Spaceballs, which is a movie I can
understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we watched it. I loved it. 2 days later, I boot this game up, and I'm like, oh, this is just that.
It's basically, literally. It feels like an adaptation.
The opening cinematic of that video game is literally could have been one of the fucking, do you want to see more commercials in that movie?
I love it. And I love how they lean into it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was very serendipitous that my life timed out that way.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything about that movie, and I didn't know anything about Helldivers at all.
I didn't either.
Except that everybody was like, let's play it. It's
all of a sudden, everyone
game.
Was talking about it. Yeah. And that's when
I never even heard of Helldivers 1.
No.
And I played Helldivers 1.
Okay.
What year?
A while ago.
I want to say it was like 2015 or something like that.
Yeah. It was
that far, yeah?
No, it might have been earlier than that. I want to say it was before I started working at Rooster Teeth, so it would have been somewhere. I think when I'm thinking about the people that I played it with, the zone would be probably like 2012 to 2016, maybe
March 3rd, 2015.
Yeah,
okay, you're right.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I never heard of this game. I never heard of this franchise. I just had so many people being like, "Do you want to play it?" And I was like, well, you guys like it. Sounds fun. And you aren't doing Fortnite, so I guess I can't play that with you. So let's do this instead.
And for the first week, you couldn't play it.
Yeah. The original game was like a isometric view, almost like, I guess, like the same view you'd get playing like Diablo or something like that. It was kind of like that. It still had the shooting.
Yeah.
It still had the strategism.
Like a twin stick, right?
Yeah.
So it was like you move with the left, you shoot
with the other one. Okay. It still had the strategism stuff where you call down.
Yeah.
I love that.
Drops.
Very good mechanic.
Yeah. For if you don't know, you basically, you can call in things from your ship to help you out, like extra guns or
extra people, ammo.
Missile runs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you do it by basically entering
most of them killing your teammates.
Almost exclusively, really.
You do it by entering in like Konami code style, like DDR, like up, right. So like it adds this really cool mechanic of like you're in the middle of combat. I gotta get Eddie back.
If you fuck up, you have to start over.
Play DDR for like a second. So it's really cool. Yeah, but I didn't even hear about Helldivers 2 until like a week after it came out.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And all of a sudden it was like all over TikTok, all over Twitter, and I was like, oh, this looks fun. Let me play it. And I couldn't.
It's the first shooter in a long time that I've really gotten into, like multiplayer shooter.
Nice.
That has been like a whole filled for a while.
Yeah,
we all have.
I'm glad I got to help you fill it.
And Eddie, you've helped me fill that hole.
Fill it a few times this week.
Oh man,
with friends.
Yeah, you know, Eddie and I are just filling that hole. Yeah, it's the same. Like I used to like
the whole squad filling.
Yeah,
fill the holes.
Back, you know, back in like high school, it was like, you know, Halo and Call of Duty every year, or you know, Call of Duty every year, and I got tired of hearing all the slurs.
Yep. From yourself.
Yeah. Because yeah,
you didn't have noise.
So I got headphones. A better mic,
yeah.
Right? So it wouldn't echo as yeah. bad. And then I stopped playing shooters for the
noise canceling headphones, so you can see it but not hear it.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it myself. and like yeah, for the longest time, like I just didn't play multiplayer games or like especially shooters at all.
Yeah.
But something about this is just like really good.
Yeah, I'm bad at shooting games and also having friends, so I don't play a lot of multiplayer games. But this one's really good.
It's fun. We should play.
We should play.
It's so easy to play. Cross-platform too. Mm-hmm. You're on PS5.
Yeah, I'm on PS5 and you're on PC.
Boop. Yeah.
You just go. Boop.
Although I spent my lunch break yesterday getting because I have a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
And so I got Chiaki. I think it's pronounced Chiaki for Deck, like onto my Steam Deck, which allows you to stream your PlayStation onto it.
Okay.
Because that's the thing that's been holding me up from playing a little bit more, right? It's like when my girlfriend is like watching TV or something, and I'm like, well, it's on my PS5 and it's on the.
You just sit there like.
Yeah, so I got Chiaki working on my Steam Deck yesterday so I can stream Helldivers to my Steam Deck and play while she's using the TV. Oh, and now cute. I'm like really, really,
which
really
the funny
excited.
Thing is, I also have a Steam Deck and I just downloaded it on Steam Deck the other day too.
Yeah.
So I think we'll probably end up playing together, both playing Steam Deck in two different ways entirely.
Cross-platform, cross-platform.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Same device, cross-platform.
Yeah, it's so weird, but it works. I'm very happy for them. Like it sounds like it's Arrowhead Games, I think. And they've made like 4 or 5 games or so, two of them being Helldivers. And from what I understand, like they are anticipating that this game was gonna have like 70K peak people playing. And their problem was they had 700K.
So like 10 times.
I mean, great for them.
Servers,
it's like
surprised by that kind of success.
And they did a really good job of, I mean, like there was about a week where, you know, the way they built the game, that was not anticipating that many people. Yeah. So for about a week, you'd like you turn on the game, and be
just
like, well,
queue up.
And I'll just wait, and I hope I get
maybe
in at
I'll
some
play
point.
Today. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's what I would do is it would be like 4:35, and be like, all right, I'm gonna be done working today about 6. I'll just go ahead and start the game.
Yeah,
and just see.
I'll probably be in by then.
Yeah, and that's what would happen is like I would just like all of a sudden I'd be like, all right, I'm done with work. Hey, I'm in.
Mondo and Andrew are the ones who convinced me to download and play this game. Have you been playing it? Have you been playing it the best way possible?
Is that giving hugs every once in a while?
No,
you can hug in the game.
No, it's Vietnam War maxing. You know about this?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let me demonstrate. Okay. So
does it involve slurs?
Yeah. No. You're in the game, right?
Yeah.
You're if you haven't played the game, it's like you and you're like a space soldier.
You're a Helldiver.
And you're a Helldiver. You're a space soldier going to other planets to protect the safety of Super Earth.
Super Earth. Yeah.
Spread democracy.
It's very like tongue in cheek, like over the top. Yeah. Like we're the good guys. We're liberating these planets for democracy.
Yeah.
And it's obviously like over the top.
Yeah, it's over the top. So the way that you Vietnam War max this game is that you turn off in-game music.
Okay.
You open up Spotify.
Okay, all right.
You type in Vietnam War music.
Yeah.
You fucking get dropped on this bug planet.
Yep.
You take out your fucking big gun, and then you just fucking... You just fucking... Oh, shit, I'm on Bluetooth.
We'll
cut it out of YouTube, Tyler. I don't give a shit. They're going to complain that the episode is shorter. I don't care.
Listen to this communist over here trying to shut down our freedom playlist.
I don't care. This is for them. We'll mute it on YouTube.
I'm double checking this. Did any of y'all play Battlefield Vietnam?
No.
They straight up had like songs, like those songs in the game.
They're all anti-war anthems.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yes.
That's what it was. It was the helicopter.
Yeah, like when you got in the vehicles, you could turn on the radio, and it was like those songs, and it was just like
sick.
But I was like 10, so I was like, I don't think I'm learning the right lesson from this.
No, you're learning that war is actually kind of super cool.
Yeah,
war's rad.
War might be the sickest thing in the world.
That's why I have to when I'm playing this game every once in a while. I'm like, wait, we're the bad guys.
No, but remember,
we're the bad guys.
We're invading this planet. We're the bad guys. But also,
so much fun. It's so much fun. I highly recommend.
You gotta close those bug holes.
We gotta close the bug holes.
Gotta close the bug holes.
You gotta
kill the Terminator guys.
Stop the fabricators.
Gotta stop
from
them.
Making.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's from funny. Making more.
For you making more automatons.
The propaganda broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's basically the aliens from Starship Troopers and the like robots from Terminator.
Yeah. Those are actually bad. So.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, they shoot back. So
I'm curious to see what they do because I know they've like accelerated their content plans, but you can see on the map that there's like space for
worlds.
More stuff that's going to come in.
So. Well, I know from like just, I've been on the subreddit now because that's what I do is I get obsessed with things. Yeah. If I like it even a little bit. There's like already, like there's a third alien race like from the first game.
Oh,
apparently.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, there's the rumors there's gonna be like mechs and vehicles and stuff in this game. So I think this is gonna be like when I say game of the year, like I don't necessarily, like I'm sure there might be some other games that are better that come out, but I think this is gonna be the game that I come back to consistently.
Yeah.
Like I'll probably play it for a while, stop for a bit, new con will come out, I'll go play again. But like I just want it to be a staple of my life because it's just like as weird as it sounds, like it's just relaxing to like I was about to say something like a serial killer. Just kill a bunch of stuff. But it's a video game. You guys know what I mean.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to stop down to say thank you for watching. And if you want to continue to support us, you can go to theroosterteethpodcast.com/first. Sign up for a first membership. It's like $6 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee. And it helps us out so much you don't even know. In order to compensate for you not having a first membership, you'd have to watch over 1,000 ads on a YouTube video, and nobody wants to do that. So if you're able to, why don't you just go over to the rtpodcast.com/first, sign up for a first membership. Like I said, it's like $6 a month. It helps us make this show, helps us make Camp Camp. It helps us to bring Ruby Volume 9 back to the site so you can watch it there. It really just helps us do a lot around here. And with your first membership, you get a bunch of perks. You get discounts in the store. We sign you up for an email. Whenever we have sales, you're going to learn about that. And like I said, Camp Camp. We're having Camp Camp week right now. We're doing a live stream. That's because of you guys. We brought it back for another season. Again, that's because of you guys and your patronage via first. And like I said before, we really do appreciate it. It helps keep the lights on here. It helps make the bonus content that you've come to know and love. And it helps make this podcast here that you're watching right now. So really appreciate it. If you do sign up for first, if you're currently signed up for first, and even if you're thinking about it, because that means that this kind of swayed you a little bit, and that makes me feel good. Anyway, let's get back to the podcast. I'm sure we are in the middle of a very riveting conversation.
It's a good game. It's good. It's
really
a lot
good
fun.
Game.
And I'm happy for them, because they, I mean, they've got like nearly a million people playing this game.
Yeah.
Man,
it's insane.
That's a good thing. You know what's a bad thing? Sorry, this Sharpie's really Netflix adaptations.
Oh boy.
What did you said that some book that you've been reading. You said you've been reading more, which is crazy to me that you can actually read. You said you've been reading more and like a book that you like is getting a Netflix adaptation and you're scared.
So I'm sure there's stuff I don't know about the it's not out yet, obviously, but seeing the trailer, there's this I can't remember the actual book series is called, but there's a book called The Three Body Problem.
Okay.
Which it's like a three book series. I read it. I liked it a lot. Had some stuff, but I like it a lot overall.
Like a words book?
It's a lot of words.
Like a words book.
And it's
okay.
Like science words.
Well, I'm just asking because I feel like every single show that I get on Netflix is like a webtoon, a Korean webtoon adaptation.
Yeah, they not this. I mean, it's Chinese, not Korean. But
okay.
It's like a sci-fi ass words book.
Okay.
They have been liking the like fantasy sci-fi adaptations of novels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm totally blanking on the name of that one that got kind of popular, and I'm not The Witcher. There was another one that came out that was like a young adult fantasy series.
Oh,
there's so many.
Yeah.
So many.
A series of unfortunate events. I'm just kidding. And I don't know. I'm gonna hold off judgment, but just like, and I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But I mean, like, just from the trailer, like the whole book, series is like it's about Chinese author. Most of the book, this first book especially, takes place in China. 99% of the characters are Chinese, and like the culture is a part of it.
Yeah.
And then I watch a trailer, and like half the characters are white or like just different. I don't know. I'm trying not to be a hater on it. I just the first show, the first new show from the two guys that did Game of Thrones.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's like
I forgot they were attached to that.
Yeah, this is their thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where it's like sometimes when you make an adaptation, first of all, not everything needs an adaptation.
Sure.
But also it's like I feel like I can tell why, even though it hasn't come out yet, you feel bad because it's like, or bad about it because it's like, if you're taking out something that feels like the one of the main reasons why things are happening, mm-hmm. then how do we move forward from there?
Yeah. And like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to like rip something that's out my that's thing. Part of the soul of it, and, like, why and maybe, do you even want to?
Maybe I'll see the first episode and be like, oh, okay. Like, maybe, yeah. maybe there's some reason.
Oh,
maybe...
they were just casting the best people for the role.
Yes. Clearly, duh, I'm the yeah. idiot. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like, even like, I haven't seen the Atla adaptation on Netflix not... yet. But I've seen a lot of
I've watched a couple episodes
about
with
it.
My kids. Yeah. yeah.
And just like it's just the missing the point of it all. Of like the not lying about Ba Sing Se, mm-hmm. the no Sokka sexism, the making the monks Shaolin monks instead of just normal pacifistic monks, mm-hmm. which like makes more sense because Shaolin monks are warrior monks and he was mm-hmm. not from a warrior society, which is mm-hmm. the whole point of his character development. Mm-hmm.
It seems like they skipped over. I've seen like a couple like scene comparisons.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it looks cool.
The main thing is that so my kids are really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, they like
yeah.
the animated series too.
Yeah.
Like the thing watching it is I was like, this is fine. It's
yeah.
they like sanded off all the edges.
Yeah, they right? sanded like, off every, all the yeah. stuff that made you know, it good
yeah.
like commentary
yeah.
on society. Yeah. And imperialism.
Yeah, it felt like trying to appeal it to
and,
more people.
And warmongering just to make it kind of like yeah. a cool superhero thing.
I mean, and there's, I feel dumb for not remembering the actual quote, but I'm on TikTok, so my brain is mush now. But it's like, yeah, if you make something that appeals to everybody, it's just
yeah.
not
yeah.
going to be good. Like some people, like we need to make things that some people just don't like, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And some people... really
but like
it,
who doesn't like Avatar?
That's, yeah.
that's the last area. But then again, who doesn't like Atla?
I read a really funny review. I think I told you this. That was like, the review stuff was fine, but the comment was funnier. It was, it's not as good as the animated series,
uh-huh.
but it's not as bad as the live action movie that they tried to do yeah. years ago. So it's like, okay, so it's not as good as one of the best things ever.
As one of
but
the
it's
best
not as
things
bad.
That has ever been
one
made.
One of the worst things.
But it's not as bad as one of the worst things ever.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like everything in yeah. between. So
that
it's like, I have no idea.
That show's old enough to drink this year.
That's crazy.
It's 21 oh, wow. this year. 20th anniversary was last year.
That's crazy. I didn't see it
fucked up.
Until...
I only just watched it a few years
really?
Ago.
Really?
Time.
Oh, yeah. I watched it in real time.
Really?
Yeah, I know you can't do that now, but yeah. boy, do yeah. I recommend it.
I watched it
I think for me, I was like, right, because I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
But for me,
yeah.
it was like... a kid's show running, you know. Yeah,
it's not though. It's got so much rewatch yeah. and it's like so many good
no,
lessons.
It's so good.
I think I was in like second or third grade when it came mm-hmm. out, so like it's so, and then I think it finished when I was in like high school.
Yes, I think
so
it came
I got
out, like,
to
2004
like,
2005.
Yeah, so I got to like grow up with it.
Oh man.
I think it came out in 2003.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was like early 2000s.
Yeah,
I didn't watch
insane.
It. Late,
I absolutely
like,
would have viewed it at that time. It's like, yeah. oh, that's a kid show.
Well, especially
like,
season
holds up.
Right? Season like, one is a little bit more mm-hmm. kid showy, just a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I tried to watch it because I remember it was on something streaming for a long time early.
2005. Okay.
Yeah, 2005. So I was in like sixth grade, maybe. Yeah.
I was graduating college.
Oh.
I was freshman in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are all very similar timelines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was probably like in like fifth or sixth grade when it came out. And I just remember like seeing that and being like, like not having the vocabulary for it then, mm-hmm. but just being like, well, I guess my life is about this until it's over.
Yeah.
Cause it was just like, it wasn't like,
oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah. It wasn't like any other, like it had like a serious tone mm-hmm. and like, it wasn't episodic. And like, that was like one mm-hmm. of the first like cartoons I watched that was like a show.
The one, the animation was like gorgeous, especially
yeah,
for
still,
being on TV.
It still like, looks good
yeah.
too. Like mm-hmm. it holds up. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It, yeah. Like, I got the Blu-rays a while ago and it looks good. And the Korra looked even better.
Oh
and,
God. Yeah. Man, I was watching, I rewatched Korra, anytime I stopped going to the gym so I can get motivated to go
hell
back
yeah.
to the gym again. But I was watching it the last time I did my annual rewatch of it. And, watching it, I was just like, I can't believe they put this on TV in terms, and just like, there's like a whole arc about like there's like a whole arc about like the government suppressing like the non-benders and like creating like a caste system it's temporarily very, like, because of like riots and stuff. It's like, anti-fascism, it's pro-cop in an anti-cop way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like they build up the cops to take them down in like the third season. And the military industrial complex, I'm watching this and I'm just like, how'd they get this greenlit? I know they had to like take it online for the last season because of the violence, but like, which was also the sickest death of ever of anyone ever in anything.
Well, I think probably a lot of it had to do with the fact that it's like, oh, you know, Avatar was so popular.
Yeah.
Let's just let them do what they want. And they get a couple seasons in and they're like, what are they doing?
So you guys, we still
to us, we're like,
we still have corporate advertisers. Can you not? And they're like, so anyway, if you let a system wrong long enough, the good guys will eventually also become evil themselves because absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Yeah. And they're like, God, don't tell the kids that.
Yeah. And then it's like a cereal commercial.
Yeah. And it's, and it's like Kellogg's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're going to be called after this fuck off merger. Man, watching someone get airbended to death is insane.
Are you watching the Netflix one?
No, I haven't started it yet. I'm very hesitant to.
I don't think I want to. Like, not like I'm not like trying to protest or anything like
it's
that.
Not a
I
protest.
Just like
it's not like a.
I'm just not that interested.
Yeah, it's not like a real fan thing. I'm very hesitant to watch most things that are adaptations from. Animated or drawn things.
I just don't understand the obsession with it right
now. Yeah, because
I really don't.
It exists in an animated form and it's perfect and it's good.
Yeah.
And it's in the medium that it was supposed to be in, and making it live action doesn't make it better. So why would I want to watch it?
Yeah.
To me, again, I only get like adaptations of things that like that if you're going to change the whole form, right? Like if you were to say, like, we're going to make a live action movie version of this animated thing that already exists.
Yeah.
Or it's like an animated movie that we're going to do like a live action series of, you know, like,
to expand upon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Or even like a book
for a new audience. Right.
Yeah. Or just even a book with no visuals into a thing that you can see, or maybe that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Animated to live action. I'm just like, you're making it harder for everyone involved, and it's never going to be as good. Because even when I watch the best like live action adaptation of like a comic or a cartoon or something, I'm like, that's sick. You know what would be really cool if this was animated?
Yeah, I feel like there's just still this thing in society that's like animation can't be as good as live action. It's like, oh well, let's do the real version in live action. It's like, no.
Like,
it's
why? Like, why? Let's do the version that has limitations on it. And if we do it bad with CGI, it sucks.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, people seem to like the One Piece adaptation.
Yeah, that's one that I did like.
I haven't watched One Piece, the show, but I watched the live action one. And that was a thing. It's like, okay, this is like a way to get into it.
Yeah.
And it made me interested in actually either reading or watching the animated series.
Yeah.
But like,
I read One Piece for so many years. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what arc I stopped reading on because my library just stopped getting it. Mm-hmm. So then that's when I was like, oh, I guess I'm done with this. But I watching the live action felt like a good adaptation in that it felt like it was kind of its own thing a little bit.
Yeah.
With like the pacing and the casting, and like it just felt like it was a take on
which I think is the
best way to do an animated adaptation, because it kept all of the core stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, unlike the Avatar live action.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I just, there's so many things that I know are good that I haven't watched yet.
Yeah.
That I don't see a reason to
watch
something that I know is like, okay. Especially because I've seen the really good version of it already.
Yeah.
Did the Yu Yu Hakusho one come out?
It did.
Is it good?
I didn't watch it. I'm too afraid.
Yeah?
I asked Twitter if Kuwabara says sword get longer, and the answer was no. I'm out.
Yeah. That again, I would much rather have money put into like a reboot of the anime than like a live action.
Or I don't know, maybe we make new things.
That too.
Maybe they.
But I love Yu Yu Hakusho.
I do
again,
too.
Here's the thing. Keep the same audio from the old one with all of the fuzz of the mics and everything. Just make it smoother.
Yeah.
Just like Evangelion rebuild it. Right?
Yeah. Just add some frames.
Yeah. Evangelion. Yeah. Just it'll be Yu Yu Hakusho 1.11.
Yeah. 1.11.
You cannot
frames.
Live anymore.
You cannot sword longer.
Yeah. You can get hit by a car in the first episode. But if you want more, if you want more Yu Yu Hakusho, just go watch Hunter x Hunter.
What's that?
Hunter x Hunter. It's a it's an anime about a ghost boy.
A ghost boy?
Okay. Yeah.
I believe that.
Have you watched both of them?
What?
Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah.
Which one do you like more?
Hunter x Hunter, 100%. Okay. It's so, it's super close.
Same creator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same guy, married to the Sailor Moon lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cute.
It is.
That's adorable. Because she makes Sailor Moon and he makes grotesque,
yep,
fucked up Chimera Ant arc.
It's
my least favorite thing in the world.
It was good by the end, but it was a lot.
It's hard to look at, is my issue.
Yeah, it is.
And it's also like a hard, it's like a hard turn for this, because I feel like up until that point, it's like a very whimsical, it's like a whimsical like friendship anime.
Yeah.
And then it's just like,
well, it's also like every season before that is somewhere between 12 and 20 episodes.
Yeah.
And then that season is like 60,
it's just
like something.
60, oh. And it's, whoa, just 60 episodes of the hardest thing you've ever had to watch.
Okay. Yeah.
Of just like, well, surely they
like
can't
politics.
Keep...
Yeah.
It's like, surely the leveling will stop at some point. Right, guys. Right. And they're just like, nah. Oh, they're going to do a genocide. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I would much rather see, instead of all these adaptations, to like just, you know, have those creators that you want to adapt their thing, like have them go make a new thing instead.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, I also wonder, because I know the Avatar creator stepped away from this project at some point.
Because they were on board, and that's when we were all super stoked. Yeah.
And they're off making new Avatar stuff.
Yeah, they've got a new Avatar like animated.
There's a movie coming out next year.
There's a trilogy that they have set up of movies.
It's supposed to like basically like follow like right after the series.
Yeah,
like when they're in like the 20s and 30s.
I'm very excited about those.
Yeah, I want to see that so bad.
But I'm really curious as like at what point were they like, this Netflix thing is not.
Yeah.
What we want to be a part of anymore.
You guys watch Legend of Korra?
I actually watched that before I watched Last Airbender.
Okay, that's actual insanity.
Like now that I understand, I'm like, oh, right. But at the time I was just like, oh, this looks cool. And I didn't realize it was like connected to Last Airbender, really. You know?
What was that experience like?
It was fine. I mean, I liked Legend of Korra. And then I went back and watched The Last Airbender and I was like, oh shit.
I get it now.
Then my question to you guys is, which of the Beifong sisters do you think Sokka is their dad?
I haven't watched it recently enough to remember all of them.
It's I think it's the one that's not a cop. And my reasoning is all of her kids are Sokka.
I think that makes sense.
All of her kids are Sokka in the face, hair, or personality. And I think no one's talking about it.
It's like the family secret that like nobody wants
to. Also they're like, it's very much like open family secret to me. Like I'm watching it and they're like one of the kids, he's like, I like to make art out of meteors. I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Meteors, huh?
Wild.
Do you like to make swords out of meteors?
Weird. And then there's like one frame of animation that's just, again, literally just Sokka's face put onto a woman's body. And I'm like, that's...
I love that show.
Well, it's like that, and then like I don't know how much I buy it, but it's that like Aang was like a really bad dad.
Yeah. I mean, if all he cares about is bringing back the air nomads, then like, you know, he's gonna be a bad dad if he has non-bending kids.
I mean, maybe we'll see that.
Maybe we'll see more lesbian Kaya. I would love to see that. That would be pretty sick.
Maybe it won't get cut out this time.
Yeah, maybe it won't get cut out this time.
Or like just like a weird aside of like, we're holding hands. This is definitely a thing, right? We'll never tell.
Yeah, we'll just have one kiss that is blurred out by a spirit light at the end of season arc. Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm definitely more excited about the anime movie than I am.
Oh, 100%.
Live action series. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I like... I'm sure people who like are super into One Piece maybe felt that way. I mean, I know you said like it felt like it's more its own thing, which is good. But like, I feel like people who haven't seen Avatar, I've heard like, and are watching this, are like, it's good, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, so I mean, if this is your ticket into watching it,
then absolutely. Yeah. But if you've seen it,
If you've somehow missed watching Avatar: Last Airbender and you are only watching live action series, go watch the animated series.
Go watch. It's so good.
I don't even know where you can watch it, actually, at this point.
So is it not on Netflix?
Might be. I guess it would make sense.
I don't know. I've got the Blu-rays.
Me too. Yeah. I guess it probably makes a lot of sense for them to have that.
Yeah. That's where I usually watch it, on Netflix, because it's so hard to put a Blu-ray into a PlayStation.
It is. It's annoying. You have to, like, get up after, like, four episodes.
I'm like, what if I scratch the disc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you fall asleep and the menu just loops for 6 hours.
My kids will like take them out and then just like toss them up onto the thing. And I'm like, stop it.
The Blu-ray is for when inevitably the streaming ecosystem collapses or gets taken off of Netflix and they try to make me pay $1.99 per episode on Amazon. I'm not going to do that.
Nickelodeon makes their own.
They tried that.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd though. For me, it's about the visual fidelity. I'm always like, it looks so much better when I can play it off the disc.
See, I have a shit TV, so it doesn't matter.
See, best of both worlds, you buy the Blu-ray and then you rip it to your computer and you play it off that. So you have it forever, but you don't have to deal with the disc. Perfect. You only deal with it once.
Yeah.
You put it in, you copy it, and you're done. And that's legal.
That's legal. You paid for it.
I did, I'm just backing up.
Did you see the thing about everyone losing their Funimation libraries?
I did see I didn't know a lot of the details about it, but I saw that.
Because as we all know, Crunchyroll Funimation merged or whatever. One bought one. I don't remember, but it's all Crunchyroll now. So
and then they ate Funimation.
Yeah, they ate Funimation, shut down the app, and the app and the store closed on like April something.
So like everything that you had bought digitally?
Yeah, anything you bought digitally was going to go away, which is why it's like, I will never buy anything digital. I refuse. Like, fuck you. I'm not doing that.
I think, like when iTunes first started doing that, like I bought a couple movies and then I was just kind of like, I had the same thing. I was like, why am I doing this? Because I had the file and I tried playing it on like a different device or something. I couldn't do what I wanted with the file. Yeah. I was like, well, then what am I paying for?
What is all this for?
Yeah. It's like when they were doing that like ultraviolet digital copy bullshit.
Yeah.
Does that service even fucking exist
anymore?
I don't
know.
I have a couple movies on my account.
I bet you don't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If like, I go in the Wayback Machine, maybe.
Yeah. Like, it's just like any corporation at any point could just be like, well, we don't want you to have that anymore. And then it's like, well, but you said that I bought it. And they're like, yeah, but you don't own it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm really big into like I love, you know, like retro games and like, you know, having a lot of like Game Boy, like N64, PlayStation games.
I don't
buy physical games anymore.
Yeah.
Because the game's not even on.
Video games are particularly bad about preserving.
I'm a big Just Dance person, and I stopped buying it because I don't know if you know this. When you buy it now, they don't support any of the like the Kinect or the Sony Move or the whatever anymore. It's not none of that supported anymore. Cool. It's all next gen. And on top of being next gen, when you buy the game a physical copy, you open it like for the Switch or anything now, it's just a digital code in a case. Yeah. And I saw that, I think it was 2023 or 2024 edition. I said, well, I guess that's the last one I'm buying.
Yeah.
Because fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, like, with PS4 and PS5, like, I've bought so few games physically. Because I have a better chance of continuing to be able to play it if I buy it in their store.
Yeah.
At least for now.
Yeah.
And then...
I refuse. I'm not letting the corporate...
Thankfully, there's a lot of people that will then go, like, rip them and upload them. So, in the future, if I can't play those games... That's my thing. Is like, if I can play a game, like, if I can, I will go buy the game. Yeah. I will, like, make sure people get the right money. If I can't buy a game anymore,
I'm stealing.
You can find it.
I'm stealing it. No, I'm straight up stealing it. Fuck you.
My girlfriend teases me because, like, when a movie comes out, I have the date marked and I go to, like, a Best Buy or a Target and I go looking for it. But Best Buy, they're not
Best
doing
Buy
anymore.
No, Best
so,
Buy
like, I'm like, what the heck?
Best Buy is just a place to go test out headphones.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you even do here anymore?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I love going and grabbing a disc the day it comes out, like for a movie or something.
Yeah.
But now I can't even really do that, which is
horrifying. Like, for the longest time too, like their thing has been like steelbooks.
Yeah.
They like it's like, okay, cool.
I love a steelbook.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'll get a nice case of it. I like this thing. Sure. And that's like, they're just, it's all gone.
You know what my favorite steelbook is? I've got the Scott Pilgrim movie steelbook.
Ooh,
and you know what it came with? One of those fucking ultraviolet codes. I don't think it works anymore. But you know what does still work? The fucking Blu-ray in that case.
We should do like an ultraviolet code giveaway.
We should.
Go find all
that's
of them.
That's how we're, let's release volume 10 that way.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, man. It's been an hour. Can you believe that?
I mean, it's gone by so well.
And I mentioned Ruby. I almost mentioned everything on my list. but yeah.
Watch Camp Camp.
Yeah,
watch Camp Camp.
Please.
It's already out.
It's out.
It's coming out every Friday? Or am I making that up?
Yes. No, every Friday.
Every Friday.
Every Friday, March.
Where?
And then on Rooster Teeth.
Rooster Teeth what?
I don't know.
We put this on YouTube now, so you have to like...
On roosterteeth.com.
Yeah.
Or wherever you watch Rooster Teeth. Specifically Rooster Teeth, though. Like, not on YouTube. And then after that, the end of March, we're putting Volume 9 of Ruby on our site.
Oh,
and we'll have some cool bonus content that we'll talk about more when it gets closer, mainly because we're still making it.
Still making it.
So you don't know what it is.
It'll
yet.
Be cool. Now
we know. If you have any suggestions about what you want the bonus content to be, comment down below and I will screenshot it and slack it to them directly.
You can do that. The answer is no. And it's already written.
No, here's the thing.
Fielding all requests.
No, here's the thing. You're going to know that they saw it and then didn't do it because I'm guaranteeing that if you comment it below right now, I will make sure it gets directly to their DMs and Slack. Yeah. It's a work thing, so they cannot block me.
I've tried.
And you can't do it.
I've tried.
Oh man. Anyway, thanks for doing this episode with you guys.
Thanks for having
those
us.
Other two slackers can go to hell. This has been RTP. Thank you for watching. Like I said before, sign up for First. It supports us, helps us do this, helps us make Ruby, helps us make Camp Camp, and helps me have something to live for. Thank you.
Huzzah.
I'll see you next week probably. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.